views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, etc. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And new, I'm on Instagram at The Lucid Planet, and you can follow all the weird and wonderful adventures of my life. I am very pleased to announce we are streaming on CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries. I have some really exciting things in store. You can go to thelucidplanet.com to find out more, how to nominate yourself to come on the show, how to become an advertising partner, etc., and how to listen live in your area. So for all of that and more, just visit the website. Today is a really important show for me. I am someone who has been on a healing journey, if I can call it that. I know it's very cliche, but we are essentially, all of us, we have illnesses and we have medical problems that we have to heal from. And our body heals every wound, right? When we cut ourselves, we know, our body intuitively knows how to heal. And yet somehow along the way, we've lost this, and we've lost our ability to conceptualize in our minds that we are able to heal. And there are millions of people out there who are trying conventional medicine, they're trying alternative medicine, and things are just not getting better. And so today's show is really dedicated to everybody out there who's trying to heal and kind of running into roadblocks and struggles. And we're going to explore today the question of what does it really take to heal. I'm really excited to welcome Dr. Stephen Hall. He is an MD who has been practicing integral medicine since the early 80s. And he is here to help our listeners get to the root of the problem of why you are still sick. Now, the idea here is that healing is all about conscious awareness. And with the right practice, you can change the aspects inside of yourself that are contributing to creating things in your life that you don't want and start creating things that you do want. And this is more than just kind of like some The Secret manifestation stuff. So really, it's very exciting. Basically, what Dr. Hall says in his new book, The Seven Tools for Healing, is that we need an effective, practical, and reliable way to find and change the beliefs we are holding that are contributing to the creation of things that we don't want. And this can be disease, relationship problem, lack of abundance, anxiety, stress, etc. I also just want to share a little bit of background about our guest. Stephen Hall began his medical career in 1985 as a residency-trained and board-certified family practitioner, and his practice has been strongly influenced by his search to find answers to two questions. What is, quote, healing, and how can I best help you with your healing? He has really, you know, explored beyond the borders of conventional medicine and examined many of the world's leading healing traditions. And his practices are really integrating the best forms of conventional and alternative medicine, and he is now sharing them with the world. His early writings include a booklet on the nutritional supplement Noni that sold over 100,000 copies. He taught at Bastyr University, the naturopathic medical school, for many years. He also trained trains practitioners in craniosacral therapy and teaches Taming the Bear, Take the Bite Out of Stress classes. And he speaks regularly on topics from bioidentical hormones to the 7 tools of healing. So, and he currently lives in Washington with his wife, Patty, of 34 years, and they organically raise the bulk of their own food, which is really interesting, possibly a topic for another show. But on that note, let's please welcome Dr. Stephen Hall to the show. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, hi, Dr. Kelly. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
It's a great wonderful.
Honor and a pleasure.
Oh, dude, it's wonderful to have you on. And, you know, when I saw Bastyr University, I got really excited because they are kind of the leading naturopathic training university in the country. And my current naturopathic doctor in Denver went to Bastyr. So small world.
It is.
Mm. So, Steve, let's jump right into it. I'm wondering, why is it that conventional and also even alternative medicine does not seem to get to the root of the problem for many people?
Well, I see it's two issues. One is most of the treatment modalities work too superficially to get to the real root. Mm-hmm. So they're working on trying to change what's already been created, for example. Another way to say it is symptom-oriented medicine. Yeah. And conventional medicine does that, and so do most alternative medicines. The second problem I see is that most approaches to healing don't work effectively with how the unconscious mind works, and they don't work effectively with how consciousness works. And when you correct those problems, then a lot of what you're doing to help yourself get better starts to work.
So is this, let's put it this way. A lot of our listeners have been on these like healing journeys for a long time. Is this what distinguishes what you're offering compared to what most traditional and alternative practitioners are offering, that there's a focus on changing consciousness?
Correct. So as you mentioned, I started with a conventional medical background, and when I asked myself the question, what is healing, and realized that I didn't know, I had to start searching. And that search took over 7 years after residency before I felt like I had started to get some kind of understanding. And in that time, I thought, well, maybe alternative medicine had a better answer. And I looked into nutrition and herbs and homeopathy and, you know, energy medicine, all kinds of different things. And brought the best of what I was learning to my practice, and finding that, you know, sure, some of these things were great. They helped some people with things, but it felt like something was still missing. We still weren't getting to the real root. And after years of working with a set of people that kept coming back and sticking with me so I could get some really long-term follow-up, we finally got to what I think is the root. And basically what I see is that consciousness is behind all of the material world, a whole material manifestation. And
absolutely. This is some quantum physics stuff going on.
Right, exactly. In fact, there's one interpretation of quantum physics says you have to have consciousness or you wouldn't even have the material world. Mm-hmm. And so everything in existence is an expression of some aspect of this infinite consciousness. And so that includes your disease patterns. And so something's letting that consciousness through to express itself in your life.
And I see.
So if you deal with what's already been created by that consciousness, you're essentially chasing your tail. Mm-hmm. You can sometimes squash the symptoms, but they'll often pop up somewhere else as some other kind of disease process. But if you can figure out, okay, what determines what access to consciousness that you have, you know, what determines the consciousness that you can express in your life? And finding an answer to that question was really exciting because it, do you want me to give you the punchline?
Well, we have 2 minutes until we're going to break. So I don't know if you want to give it out right now or if you want to save it until we return. It's really up to you, but I hope to hear it.
Okay. Well, let's let's save it then till after break.
Okay. And, now, I had a quick question before we go to the break. Maybe we could address this. Is this kind of the same as psychology? Because, you know, I'm a psychologist, and we talk about the placebo effect and all these ideas that our mind can kind of create physical change in the body or the perception of it. Is what you're describing similar to that or different?
It actually is very similar. And during my search, I realized that, you know, psychologists probably do the bulk of the healing in our society. And did I just waste all this money and time getting a medical degree? So I had to figure out sort of how to use my medical degree too. So I do keep it very body focused, mm-hmm. and let the body set the agenda and listen to what the body's trying to say. But there's a lot of psychology involved as well. We'll talk about why that is.
Absolutely. I can't wait to talk more about this. This is so fascinating to me. And a big part of why I got into psychology and also having experienced the placebo effect in my own life during hospitalizations and stuff, it is definitely real. But when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Dr. Stephen Hall and I are going to talk about what really determines our access to consciousness and how we can get in there to shift that consciousness to essentially alter our disease patterns and find true healing. So stick with us, and we will see you right after this short break.
Peace.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Dr. Stephen Hall, who is talking with us about how to heal absolutely anything. Before we continue in this fascinating discussion, I just want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you, Steve, to find out more about your practice, your talks, your workshops, your books, etc.
The best place is on my website, which is just my name, StephenMHallMD.com. And if you go to the bottom of the home page, there's a chance to order a 10-page document that essentially summarizes all the things we're talking about today that people can have for free that will help them develop healthy relationships with their feelings and uncover their hidden beliefs, that sort of thing. And I have two ebooks published on Amazon. One is about the integrative personalized approach to fibromyalgia, and the other one is the same integrative personalized approach to chronic fatigue syndrome.
And then, oh, wow, that's great.
My third book, I'm looking for conventional publication, and that's still in the process.
In the process. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
But it's great to have those resources readily available to people, because often it's more than we can talk about in just one show. And so it's nice to be able to refer people out. When we left off before the break, we were talking about the idea of consciousness and the idea of essentially reprogramming our beliefs. And I want to get into this with you. I wanted to tell you the story. I started telling it when we were off the air and we ran out of time. So I want to finish the story that I was just telling, which some of my listeners may have heard before, the idea of the placebo effect. If anybody out there, which is the placebo effect is essentially that if your mind perceives something, it can make it real in the body. And for those of you who've actually had an experience with the placebo effect, you know what I'm talking about. I was in a situation about 3 years ago. I was in the emergency room. I had lost a lot of blood. My blood hemoglobin was down to a 4. They were shocked that I was still conscious. And they told me that I needed essentially 4 pints of blood to survive. I'd never had a blood transfusion. And despite being absolutely covered in tattoos, I was really afraid of needles going into my veins. And I started freaking out and I was like, I can't do this. And they were like, your body needs to accept the blood or you're going to die tonight. And I just start freaking out. And I'm like, give me Xanax or something to calm me down. And they pulled my boyfriend aside and they said, Xanax will kill her. Anything will kill her right now. So we're going to pretend. And they came up to me with the syringe and they said, okay, sweetheart, here's your Xanax. We're putting it into your IV right now. And it was just saline solution. But in that moment, I saw it going in and I completely calmed down. Like, it worked like a charm. And then I found out after I was released from the hospital that they placeboed me. So this is just my little example that it is true that our perception of things, our consciousness, our level of consciousness, our beliefs do create the experiences that we have in the body. Am I getting that right, Dr. Hall?
Yes, I actually see that beliefs have two main jobs. One is they literally form the lenses that you peer through to see the world. So your beliefs determine how you interpret your experiences. And the second job that they have is they are what determine the consciousness that you can access in order to create. So I think I'm like the gatekeepers. And we have a lot of sayings in our society to that effect. Like, you know, Goethe said, man is as he believes, as he believes, so he is. And I really think that's true for women, too. And Henry Ford said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. So your beliefs, because they also determine what you're able to create and they determine what the world looks like to you, they sort of become self-fulfilling prophecies. And once you take on a belief, it starts creating situations that support it. And then you start to say, well, see, I have all this data. I have all these facts to prove this belief is true because I have all these experiences. And what you don't understand is the belief created the experience. And so, of course, it's real to you.
Yes, I believe in psychology we call that cognitive bias.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's But it's really true because your beliefs actually run your physiology. Mm-hmm. So they determine what chemicals your body makes in response to your experiences.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
So do you think that these beliefs that kind of create disease patterns and then stop us from healing, where do those come from? Do those come, are they innate to us? Are they conditioned by society or parents? Or where do these beliefs come from? Because I always find if we can figure out where they come from, we can find ways to change them.
Well, I think they come from all of those places, and they come from conclusions that you draw, which are obviously primed by previous beliefs that you already hold. I have no idea what we come in with, but mm-hmm. I think these beliefs start forming at least at the time of conception, so that you're 9 months old by the time you're born, mm-hmm. and you've already had a number of experiences in the womb, and then you have all the birth experiences, newborn experiences, toddler, you know, all that. And most of those you're not going to remember. Mm-hmm. So I think the vast majority of the beliefs that manage our creativity, so to speak, actually hang out in our unconscious mind.
Yes.
And so, which is the majority of our mental capacity is utilized by the unconscious mind. So yeah. What we need is a good way to get into the unconscious, mm-hmm. hold up the belief.
It's fascinating. Sorry to interrupt you. It's just fascinating because this was, of course, Freud's theory, which is that, the mind is like a tip of an iceberg and most of it's under the water and we don't have access to it. And I just read a fascinating article, I think on Big Think yesterday, that neuroscientists have basically proven that Freud was right about a lot of what he said. He had a lot of controversial ideas that were thrown out, but on this particular topic, this is true. He was right. So proceed. I just wanted to say
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, good. I believe that because that's what I see in my practice.
Good.
So I think the cause of most symptoms are what I call limiting beliefs. And they're a belief that we formed somewhere along the line that tells us that we're really smaller or less than who we really are. Mm-hmm. And as we grow, we bump into those limitations, and then they start creating symptoms. And so our job is to be able to understand the symptom, interpret it correctly, which leads back to the belief. And then there's ways to change the belief that work, and there's lots of ways to try to change the belief that don't work. So I think my own opinion is the key to this whole process are your feelings. Mm. Because if you look at all of your experiences, no matter what you see with your eyes or hear with your ears or taste or touch, every one of those sensory experiences generates a feeling inside of you. Mm-hmm. So if you can work with your feelings, you can get all the information your life is trying to feed you.
And how do you advise people to do that? How to work with their feelings? Because this is a touchy subject. It's a very Buddhist perspective, I think, to use your feelings as tools and nurture them and listen to them. And it's kind of like a Western modern perspective to ignore your feelings, bottle up your feelings, project your feelings,
Yeah.
How do people do that?
Well, I teach what I call rule number one and the three A's. Mm-hmm. So rule number one says all your feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. So you never have to say, I shouldn't be feeling this way. The fact is you are feeling that way. And mm-hmm. so let's look at it. And so the three A's, the first A is aware, becoming aware of your feeling. And that tends to be easier for certain genders than other genders, right? And or certain people too.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to work on something if you're aware of it.
Yeah.
Then the second A is acknowledge. Because you have to work with your truth if you're ever going to get free of your truth. If there's a problem in your life, you've got to work with the truth of that problem if you ever want to get free of it.
Yes.
That's just how consciousness works. So the second A is acknowledge the truth of it. And then the third A with the feeling is to ask it to take you to its roots. So when did your body first experience that feeling? Because a feeling is actually a physical chemical change in your body, right?
Yes.
I mean, Candace Pert wrote a whole book on the molecules of emotion.
Mm-hmm. Great book.
And so your body has a memory of when it first experienced those feelings. Now, that memory might be when you were 6 months old or 3 months old. So in my mind, that's where the body work comes in, because with body work, you can access the body memory. Mm. That's how I do that with my
and
patients.
And by body work, you mean like massage or Rolfing or energy stuff? Yeah.
What I use is a form of osteopathic manipulation called craniosacral therapy.
Oh, wow.
Because it's very gentle and it allows a person to really listen closely to what's going on inside. And then we can talk, we can dialogue with whatever they're experiencing and ask it questions. And
that is wonderful.
Yeah. So since the non-conscious part's running the body, by paying attention to the body, you get your foot in the door into that unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that works really well.
So really a lot of this is about quieting down and listening to the body. But when it's funny, there's a lot of talk about meditation to do this, but I like the structure and the format that you're offering, because people can get very intimidated by meditation, and which it does not, and we'll talk more about this, it does not have to be intimidating at all, but
correct,
just simply
exactly.
Ask does not have to be intimidating. And when we come back from the next break, we're going to talk more about this process of getting into the unconscious mind, what it's like, who can do this, how can you do this, I'll give you a hint, everyone can do it. So, and on that note, we're going to talk much more about all of this, as well as finding out more about craniosacral therapy and other techniques. So stick with us and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Dr. Stephen Hall talking about how to heal absolutely anything. And before we continue, Dr. Hall, when you say absolutely anything, that's kind of a tall order. Do you really mean anything? Anything?
Yeah, that's kind of tongue in cheek a little bit, but
fair enough.
And a lot of it, I think, is true if you have a certain definition of healing, which is getting to know yourself better.
And that's your definition of healing?
Yeah, finding out who you really are and then getting better at making choices that fit who you are.
Oh, I love that.
From that definition, no matter what experience you're having in life, you can learn from that.
Absolutely. I think that so many of us too, that's our goal, is to really, and kind of the goal of life, and really the greatest revolution in life is just getting to fully, truly know yourself.
Yes. Yeah. That's the definition of enlightenment. That's
right. You know,
spiritual attainment, all those. Yeah. And your health is really, I think of it like stepping stones and guideposts on your path towards enlightenment.
Mm.
Your health issues.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. In a roundabout way, we're kind of manifesting them. I always like to say that kind of the symptoms that pop up in the body, it's like the red flag. Like, hey, you need to listen. You're not listening. You need to listen. And it keeps getting worse until you actually listen. And
yeah, yes.
I had to have my uterus taken out at 31 after I almost died in an emergency surgery because there was something that I wasn't listening to. And in retrospect, it not only does it all make sense, but it completely transformed the way I think about health and the body, and feeling and emotion. And I want to bring it back there because before the break, we were talking about the importance of fully experiencing our feelings and what that can do for our overall health and wellness. And you said something really interesting to me during the break about how we have essentially been trained to have dysfunctional relationships with our feelings. What did you mean by that?
Well, and this is true for both emotional feelings and physical feelings. They follow the same laws and you can use them the same way. Let's imagine you take a 5-year-old and tell them to sit at a desk. So what's their natural inclination going to be?
To act bad, get up, run around, yell, cry.
Right. And what happens if they get up and run around?
You get in trouble. They feed them Adderall.
So they learn very quickly that it's not politically correct to follow their own natural inclination. So the next question is, well, what does that 5-year-old have to do inside themselves to get themselves to sit still in that chair?
Mm-hmm. They have to shut off that emotion.
Yeah, they have to shut off even just listening. I mean, I have some patients that work at Microsoft, for example, and they get so involved in their coding, they don't even know when they have to go pee.
Oh, wow.
You know,
and they've been conditioned.
Yeah. And the same thing happens to athletes. The same thing happens to, like you said, a lot of men in our culture that they can't emote or they get teased or.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the box of acceptable masculine emotional expression is so tiny and so narrow that it's really doing a huge amount of damage to men because they're not even allowed to acknowledge or feel so many emotions, or they're shamed. And it's kind of the whole cycle, our media, other men, parents, everybody reinforces that. And that can be really traumatizing.
So if your emotions are messengers bringing you information about you, how you operate inside, and you're cut off to whole swaths of them, what happens to your ability to get to know yourself?
It's attenuated.
Yeah. So then what happens to your ability to heal?
Also attenuated.
So that's the issue. So, so what I try to do is help my patients develop healthy relationship with their feelings. And that says that all feelings are valid. They're all equal, actually. And you're just naturally going to like some feelings and naturally not like other feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the yin and yang of nature. But just because you don't like a feeling doesn't mean that you should try to squash it or get rid of it, but you want to listen to it. So if you see the feeling as the mailman or the UPS guy, for example, what's the message that they're bringing? If the feeling, see, a lot of, I think a lot of therapy assumes the feeling is the message.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not. It's right. The messenger.
Yep.
And so what's the message?
Yeah. What is the, and how do we learn to interpret these messages?
Okay. So the message is essentially, again, back to, it takes you back to what you believe. What worldview did you have that generated that feeling from that particular sensory input,
mm-hmm.
or thought input? So, so basically your feelings can take you to what you believe. And there is a bit of a magic step here where you have to trust your first impression.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So when you ask the feeling to take you to its roots, sometimes you don't get anything. You don't get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I suggest you do in that case is just be really kind to yourself that you're in this situation and you're not getting an answer, and then just be patient and keep asking the question, because sometimes it's taken me 3 or 4 weeks to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes as a first impression. It comes as like a gut sense or an intuitive knowing.
This definitely is, you know, sounding like an exercise in mindfulness.
Exactly. And any kind of mindfulness will work.
Yeah.
I like to teach body mindfulness, you know, being aware of the body, because that's kind of my focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, there's all these practices where you can do a body sweep like they do in pregnancy classes and that kind of thing. And you can be aware of sensory information. You can be aware of your thoughts. You can be aware of your breath. There's lots of different ways to practice mindfulness. But the thing to know is it's a skill, and it gets better with practice.
Yes.
Just like archery.
I like to, I think it's great to try lots of different mindfulness strategies. So yoga is a really good one. Particularly the more kind of yin and restorative yoga, you're always just checking in with your body, checking in with your thoughts. And then, of course, there's a lot of mindfulness meditations out there. And I know people are intimidated by meditation, but meditation is just sitting with your thoughts and letting them come in and out. You don't have to focus on anything. You don't have to put any pressure on yourself to do it for a certain amount of time. Then I have some articles about this and stuff, because I'm not one of those people. I don't like rules and pressure. And when meditation turns into that for some people, and it becomes a problem, because then they build up, the beliefs build up this resistance when it's actually supposed to be doing the opposite for them. So I think there's a lot of great practices for mindfulness out there, and that this can definitely help transform your life and connect you more to your true self and your true feelings.
If you use it correctly. So the big problem I see is a lot of times when people become aware of something inside, they want to jump to fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, mm-hmm. and almost all of our self-help techniques teach that, you know, the main difference between them is they teach different ways to jump in and fix or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And, but the problem with that is that violates a law of consciousness.
Mm.
And that law says that your creativity goes wherever you're focusing your awareness.
Uh-huh.
So if you're focusing on a part of yourself that you want to change, you're focusing on creating more of that part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the root of that saying, what you resist persists.
Mm-hmm.
Or
energy flows where the attention goes.
Exactly, that kind of saying. And that's just an expression of that, how consciousness works. So the question is, okay, how do you change this part of yourself that's causing all these problems for you without focusing on it?
Good question. How do you change it?
Well, you do. So what you do, and you have to admit your truth, right? Because another law of consciousness says, you shall know your truth, and your truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever want to get free of your addictions, of your headache, of your, you know, your dead-end job, whatever, you've got to work with the truth of it. So
mm-hmm.
whatever feelings it generates in you, all aspects of the truth that you can become aware of. So once you become aware of the truth, that's that second A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what I recommend is, I like visual, so I recommend you look at it like it's a statue. The truth of my moment is this statue sitting here. I can look at it, but I hands off. I don't touch it. It's like you can't go touch the Statue of David, right? You just look at it. And then what you do is, because you have conscious will and you're a free being, you consciously choose to shift your focus off to the side and say, I'm choosing to be kind to myself that this happens to be my truth right now. So what you're focusing on is being kind to yourself. And then what happens, and this takes some faith to trust it at first until you experience it, but what happens is the kindness will go work the change on that truth. You don't have to make a change. Because as soon as you do, you're putting your creativity into it. But if you're putting your creativity into compassion or being kind to yourself, that's what's getting created. And how bad is that?
Wow. I needed to hear this message right now. I don't know anyone else out there did too, but I definitely did. And I love that perspective, Dr. Hall. Thank you.
We
are going to take a quick break right now. It's going by so fast. But when we return, we are going to outline very clearly the 7 tools of healing and talk a little bit about Dr. Hall's experience with his patients. So stay with us and we'll be right back to wrap up the show. See you in a minute.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ. Hello, welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Dr. Stephen Hall talking about how to heal absolutely anything. And this has been a really enlightening show for me. I needed to hear a lot of this. Just a recap for those of you who are just tuning in. We just talked about how by having kindness and compassion for your flaws and your truth and what you want to change, not obsessively focusing on it, but kind of looking away and allowing your self-kindness and compassion to do the work. That was a very powerful message. Did I get that right, Dr. Hall?
Yes.
awesome.
You're a quick study.
I mean, you know, I've been doing this little psychology thing for a while, but we have a joke that, you know, we study psychology to try to appear normal and we fail. So I wanted to ask you, Dr. Hall, so your book, I got to read an advanced copy of it, The Seven Tools of Healing. Do you want to very quickly maybe outline those? I know we don't have a lot of time left. Or maybe share some stories about working with these tools and your patients. It's really up to you.
Yeah, we can run through them quickly. There's a page on my website that has a little paragraph about each one, just as a quick summary. But these tools came from one of the things, like I said, I like to do with my patients is help them connect with their own deep inner knowing. And then what happens is their knowing takes over kind of as their own personal life coach. Mm. And it starts coaching them to develop a certain set of skills. And then when they apply those skills to whatever's going on in their life, then their healing happens.
Yeah.
And so over time, I saw a pattern because everybody starts where they're at and, you know, they need different skills and that. But over the years, I started to see this pattern. And so I call those the seven tools. So the first tool is faith. And I use that word on purpose, even though it's kind of been, you know, co-opted by a certain segment of our society. But that's the word that the people's own inner wisdom uses a lot with them. And it's literally having faith that you can heal, having faith that you can improve. And the nice thing about faith and also the danger of faith is that it doesn't need any empirical data to support it. So you can have faith in whatever. And so I say, well, why not choose to have faith in whatever helps you the most then?
Mm-hmm.
And you can decide what that is for yourself. And then the second tool is awareness, which is the first A of the three A's, right?
Yes.
And the third tool is acceptance, which again is the second A of the three A's, which we talked about. Yeah. So people's inner wisdom is constantly coaching them to pay attention to their life, listen, admit the truth of it. But then what it says is just give yourself a hug. Just get off your back about that. Or, you know, be kind to yourself that this happened to you or that this is happening to you right now. And so it's just always coaching on this kindness and, and so I call it compassion because I think of it as love in action.
Love in action. Yeah.
So when love is down here on the planet working, that's what we call compassion. And then the compassion, whenever you bring enough compassion to a situation, the forgiveness just naturally happens. And
that's so important.
Yeah, because you can't force forgiveness. If you're trying to force yourself to forgive somebody, but you're still really angry, it's not going to work.
Oh,
but
yeah.
if you bring enough compassion to yourself that you're angry, then suddenly the forgiveness will just happen like an aha moment. It'll just be, oh, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. And so my kind of, again, tongue-in-cheek definition for compassion or for forgiveness came to me one time is forgiveness is finally giving up all hope that the past will ever be any different.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And you know, you're not the first person I've heard say that. I had, maybe you know, Dr. Fred Luskin. He's a Stanford psychologist, runs the Learning to Forgive Institute. I had him on the show last year and he said something similar, maybe not exactly that, but
same
kind of idea. I love that. And you know, we had a really interesting talk too, because he talked about how forgiveness is actually one of the biggest predictors of people's physical health, their ability to forgive.
Well, and every major world religion and wisdom tradition teaches forgiveness for that very reason. Otherwise, your backpack just keeps getting heavier and heavier and heavier as you go through life.
Totally.
And yeah. And, but what I found, like when people reach that moment of forgiveness, when I'm doing the cranial work on them, it's like, imagine having your hands on a bell when somebody rings the bell.
Yeah.
Their whole body just responds. Their tissues unwind and relax. And, all this clearing happens. It's really incredible to feel that when they hit that moment of forgiveness for whatever they were working on.
Yeah.
And then what happens when you get through this, you know, you really see your truth, you work with your truth, you're kind to yourself about it, you forgive anything. It's almost like you start to get this glimpse of how the higher wisdom is working in your life. And you just stand in awe in front of it. And that's what I call gratitude.
Yes.
And when you just, and I've had people come in and say, I wouldn't want to go through it again, but I'm thankful for my cancer. I'm thankful for my AIDS. I'm thankful for my car accident, whatever, because they've gotten the lessons that experience holds for them.
Oh, dude, I can personally say that is for me, like the worst things that happen to you can actually become the best things that ever happened to you.
Yeah, if you open to what they're offering.
Yeah, it's really hard to see it in the moment, but yeah, in retrospect, it's definitely, it's quite amazing, really. And dude.
And so, I use that, yeah, it's fine. I use the gratitude kind of like a yardstick. And when people come in and spontaneously say something like that, then I know they've gotten their healing. I know they're on the right path.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, sometimes I just want to throw this out there. It'll keep happening. You know, it's not like it's over now. Like people I went through my Saturn return and like I worked through all this stuff and now it's like it's still not going my way. But it's like, well, we're constantly, I see life as like the school of life where we're constantly getting these lessons. And as you level up, the lessons get harder, not easier. So
I agree with you on that. But yeah, right. As long as you're drawing breath, there's things to learn and there's also hope that you're going to learn it.
Yes, exactly.
So, and then the seventh tool is just right action, because we do have to take action in this planet. And right action is based on right understanding. And I think the first six tools lead to right understanding. And so you'll just know how to act. You'll know what to say to your child. You'll know what to, you know, who to call and spend time with. You'll know what to eat. You'll know. You know, it'll just answer all these questions for you when you attain right understanding.
What I really love about this perspective and these tools, Steve, is that they are giving people autonomy and accountability for their health and their wellness, and also trusting that each person does have a deep inner knowledge that can guide them. So much of medical care and medical treatment is disempowering and takes people's powers away, and they're just on this treatment or these pills or whatever, and they're not fully present. And this approach is more challenging because it requires people to be very present and mindful in their healing. But as a result, it also gives people their own autonomy back. And I think that's really important and powerful.
That's a really good point. And how I encourage people to work with these tools is to either start or find a group to work with, like a support group or mastermind group, and meet and just troubleshoot what they're going through in their life and how to use the tools to work with it. Because these are skills, they get better with practice. We talk about them as separate tools, but they actually function as one kind of process for change and growth. So my hope is when my book comes out that we'll be able to get groups started all over the country to help people practice these seven tools until they become automatic.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that's really great. Because that's the thing, we can't be punished for not learning these skills that we haven't been taught. We just need to go and learn them.
Exactly.
You know, we can't punish ourselves for it. We're not taught this. We're taught a lot of different things that maybe we don't need, but hey, Dr. Hall, wow, we're out of time. Oh my goodness. This was really great. It does. It goes by really fast. I'd love to have you back on in the future, maybe when the book is out, to talk more about all of this. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing such great information.
Thank you. I appreciate your interview style. You're very good.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I just like to talk. And like I was saying during the break, I'm so fortunate and, you know, grateful to be doing this show where I get all these downloads of information from these brilliant, amazing minds. I mean, I just love it. I could do this all day, maybe one day. But on that note, I hope everybody out there, if you're listening, join me Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And of course, you can find out more about me at thelucidplanet.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Listen to all of our podcasts and everything all over the internet for free. LucidPlanetRadio.com will tell you everything you need to download them and subscribe. And next week, total shift of gears, but I'm very excited to welcome San Francisco-based producer, DJ, and vocalist Aaliyah to the show to talk about women in the music industry and her amazing new feminine medicine campaign. So stick with us, light and love and all the good healing vibes, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.